A word for you from Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. Isn't it amazing how God prophesies exact geographical locations, how the Lord is able to speak about things to happen sometimes many years into the future. And this verse, although it might refer to the scattered Jews who were in Africa, nevertheless, it also speaks, as most commentators agree, about the gospel reaching everyone, even those who are south of the rivers of Cush, Cush meaning Ethiopia, the rivers probably the Nile, and it refers to those who had been scattered, lost. But God did not forget them. The Lord knew that He had His people there. It's not just referring to His chosen people, the Jews, but it's also referring to the gospel era. Yes, this very time in which we live, where God will reach out through the Word of God, through His gospel of salvation, even to the places that are so far south that and so far away that it is unimaginable, especially in the biblical times, they couldn't think beyond the rivers of Cush. They didn't know of its existence and what the people were like, but God knew. And so the Lord knows even in the darkest places where His people will be found, meaning those who are going to turn to Him through Jesus Christ. In Malachi 1 verse 11 it says that from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, God will bring those people who will offer incense and sacrifices to Him, meaning worshippers of God. He speaks in Psalm 68 verse 31 about bringing princes out of Egypt. Yes, the Lord has not excluded any land, so you too are included. Even if you think, I'm not chosen, I don't feel like I'm elected or predestined, God has thought of you. And the gospel era includes you. Yes, He wants to save you and I and to make us His worshippers. Are you a true worshipper of God today? We have no excuse, for the gospel has been preached from the rising to the setting of the sun.